Later that same July, he calls on Congress to extend the period of service of the peacetime draftees because we cannot afford to speculate with the security of America.
Last year, the Selective Training and Service Act authorized the annual induction into military service of a maximum of 900,000 men, of whom 600,000 are now in the armies. In the absence of further action by the Congress, all of those involved must be released from active service on the expiration of 12 months. That if two-thirds of our present army return to civilian life, it will be almost a year before the effective army strength again reaches 1 million men. We Americans cannot afford to speculate with the security of America. To weaken our army at this particular time would be, in my judgment, an act of bad faith toward our neighbors. Men now in the ranks of the army realize far better than does the general public the disastrous effect which would result from permitting the present army, only now approaching an acceptable state of efficiency, to melt away and set us back at least 6 months while new units are being reconstituted from the bottom up. We are in the midst of a national emergency. Because of the swiftness of modern events, I think the Congress should also remove the restrictions in regard to the numbers of selectees inducted each year for training and service. And in order to reduce individual hardships to a minimum, I urge that the Congress provide that employers be asked to continue to keep jobs open for their employees who have been held in the armies. Within 2 months, disintegration, which will follow failure to take congressional action, will commence in the armies of the United States. Time counts. The responsibility rests solely with the Congress.